بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. That is question and answer on Islamic beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So this is the term qulat, which is the plural form of ghali. We can say the singular form is ghali, which means exaggerator. Who were this group? And I mean, were there among the Shia ones? Or, Sunni brethren has also got their own ghulat too or not? This is a major question for today's discussion. Okay, first of all, let's start about the history of exaggerators or ghulat. Who were they?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So, غلوف or exaggeration means to transgress the limits when it comes to define the status of the prophets and the imams. So, it can be argued that it may happen within different religious traditions, and we see that this term, this root, ghuluv, appeared in the Noble Book of Quran in two cases, chapter An-Nisa, verse 171, and chapter Ma'idah, verse 77.
That's right.
In both cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, mm-hmm. the Christians, the Jews, preventing them, asking them to turn away from ghuluv or exaggeration.
Yes.
Chapter Nisa 171 reads, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, La taghlu fi dinikum. All the people of the book, do not practice, do not commit ghuluv, exaggeration, yes. in your religion. Wa la taqulu ala Allah illa al-haq, innama al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam Rasulullah wa kalimatuhum. Jesus is only the messenger of Allah and his word, and he's not God.
All right.
So one case that happens in Christianity is the concept of Trinity,
yes.
and the claim that Jesus is God.
So the manifestation of ghulub for Christians is mentioned in the Holy Quran.
That's right. I mean, one of them at least.
One of them, okay.
And also Ma'idah 77, Ya Ahl al-Kitab la taghlu fi dinikum. So this is the point that unfortunately some cases when, I will talk about the origins of ghulub, exaggeration, but one of them is too much love for a person, and which leads to people transgress the limits.
Yes.
And this discussion is the topic of ghuluv, exaggeration, is explained in the various Islamic disciplines.
That's right.
So sometimes it's discussed in kalam, theology, because we need to know the true status of the prophets and our prophet and the imams, not to go to extremes. The other discipline is ilm al-rijal. Mm-hmm. We know that when it comes to each and every hadith narration,
yes.
we need to check the chain of the
narrations
one
right.
by one.
Okay.
So one of the issues that make a person, a narrator, not reliable, not thiqa, is exaggeration.
Exaggeration,
so
that's
if
right.
In ilm al-rijal, there are discussions about some narrators who are among the ghulat. And of course, in fiqh, in jurisprudence, there is also a discussion about whether a ghali, an exaggerator, is a believer or not.
So when we are talking about a narrator being an exaggerator, what do we mean exactly? I mean, what specifications his narrations have to be considered among the ghulat, Sheikh?
So to answer your question, we may talk about different examples of ghuluv, what makes a person a ghali, an exaggerator, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have people exaggerating regarding divinity.
All right.
So to, for example, believe that a human being is God. As I mentioned, this is what we see in Christianity. And among the Muslims and among the Shia, we have had in the past some groups who believed in the divinity of, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam in a sect known as Sabaiya. And there is another sect called Khattabiyya. They believed in the divinity of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So this is one example of ghuluv, to believe that one human being is God, which is absolutely rejected by the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Or for example, we have a sect known as Ithnainiyya.
Mm-hmm.
They believed both in divinity of the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this is one case, one example, one application of the term ghuluv. We have had some groups who believe that, some of the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, or all of them, and the Prophet, they share divinity with God. Now, our dear listeners, if they refer to books of hadith, sometimes they come to the term known as tafwil. So there are two cases that tafwil is used. One is when there is a discussion on free will and predestination. We have Asha'ira who believed in predestination, and we have Mu'tazila who believed in tafwil, and the Shia who believe in al-amru bayn al-amrayn, neither absolute freedom nor absolute predestination. But the other case that tafwid is used is regarding a minority among the Shia. Of course, in the past, they do not exist anymore. They believe that God has created this world and then has given or has delegated the lordship to the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, more especially. So for example, creation, death, giving sustenance, all these were given by God to these people, was delegated, and delegated means to do tafwil, right? So this is another example of ghuluv. The third is to believe in a kind of incarnation or indwelling of God in a human being. Or, for example, there is a union between a human being and God. We have had, for example, in a group among Kaysaniya who believe that the Spirit of God has incarnated in Prophet or Imam Ali alayhi salam or Muhammad bin Hanafiya. Also, to believe that someone is the Son of God. This is another type of exaggeration. Yes. As some Christians believe that Jesus is Son of God. And according to the Quran, some Jewish people believe that Uzair is Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when it comes to Mahdism, to believe that some people who were ordinary people,
yes,
are the promised Mahdi. Like, this is another type of exaggeration. In the past, in the history of Islam, we had, as I mentioned, Kaysaniya, who believed in Muhammad bin Hanafiya to be the promised Mahdi. Or Nafs Zakiya, they did not, these people may have not claimed Mahdism, but other people claim that these are the promised Mahdi. So some people believe in Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Hassan, known as Nafs Zakiya, to be the promised Mahdi.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So in Sufism, or in some part of the Tasawwuf, also, we can say the exaggeration in the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Some of them
is over there, that Ali is God or something like that. And the non-Shias accuse Shias of shirk or something like that. Or, for example, Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. So exaggerations exist everywhere. In all sects, in all denominations of all religions, we have exaggerations. But is it clear why? Why such people might exaggerate about their figures, their the holy figures?
At least when it comes to our case, I mean, exaggeration within the religion of Islam, mm-hmm. and some of these factors can be extended to other religions, we can think of different factors. Sometimes the historical sources give us this impression that sometimes there were political motives behind this phenomenon of exaggeration.
All right.
Meaning that, I mean, some exaggerators were not, for example, true Shia, true Muslims. They just became within the community of the Shia, and then to exaggerate about the imams so that, politically speaking, they could turn away other people from the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And that is one of the reasons that we see a very, very serious reaction of the imams from Imam Ali alayhi salam onward against the exaggerators.
That's right.
They were very serious against them. Sometimes the imams cursed the exaggerators and asked the Shia to, I mean, be away from such people.
All right.
I mean, pay attention to their children, not to associate with the exaggerators. So political motivation is one of them. We may call backwardness, intellectual backwardness, as another reason. As I mentioned, sometimes people, I mean, love someone, but they go to extreme out of their ignorance.
That's right.
And the other point is, worldly motivations.
Mm-hmm.
We have had in the history of Islam that some people, of course, very few in number, they try to exaggerate about some of the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam so that they could continue to work as their deputies and representative and collect some money from the people.
Okay.
So these are some of the factors mentioned as the sources, as the factors, reasons for exaggeration. But as I mentioned, we should not forget about the fact that in some cases, we should take into consideration the role of the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Shias.
Mm-hmm.
They try to educate some people and then send them as, let's call it, spies among the Shias, among the Muslims, so that they go to extreme, they have some exaggerative claims, and they mislead the people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last maybe two centuries, we need also to take into consideration the role of the superpowers, the colonialists, okay? They also had some role in it to mislead some individuals and send them as, their deputies, their spies among the religious communities, and they mislead the people. So these
That's
are
right.
some of the various factors,
mm-hmm.
and I believe, all of us should take care of that. We need to take our religion from the true Shia scholars.
Yes, authentic
we need
resources,
to refer
that's
to
right.
the Quran, the narrations, to know the true status of the Prophet and the Imams, and not to go to extreme regarding that.
That's right. Okay. So, and sometimes going to extremism will lead to superstition, Sheikh.
Sure.
Something which is believed by the masses and public people, you know, something, some powers which are attributed, for example, to prophets or the imams, which imam themselves, as you said, criticized truly at their time when they were living. About Mahdism, this is so. I mean,
sure.
because imam is a major occultician, so many false claimants will attribute something which is unauthentic to the holy imam. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of ghulat or exaggerators. Ghulat is the plural form of ghali, means exaggerator. It was very kind of you, Sheikh. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن